Hello, Power Achievers. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Thriving Thursday, and I'm everybody's favorite goal achievement strategist, Pat Counsell. Hey, how are you guys doing with your fun success summer school sessions? Are you keeping up with your fun power actions? Are you making sure that you listen to the podcast and do what is instructed of you or asked of you? Keep in mind that these are goals that you've set, goals that you are excited about, goals that you want to achieve. And guess what? The good part about this whole thing is these are goals that you are capable of achieving. Why? Because if you think it, you can do it. You just have to be willing to take the action. You have to get your confidence in gear, and you have to be excited about life, where you're going, and what it is all about for you. Why are you doing this? With that being said, our topic for today is how to step out of your comfort zone. In order to step out of your comfort zone, you really have to have some courage. And the importance, the real reason, or the most important reason for stepping outside your comfort zone is because that's where your success is. See, success is about growth. It's about going to the next level. It's about getting to where it is you said you want to be. And even if we do it consciously or unconsciously, usually when we set goals, these are goals that are based on something that will take us to another level. These are goals that are set on a higher level. And usually, when we set them, we just think about what we want, the outcome or what we want to have or what we want our lifestyle to be like. But we don't realize that in order to make these goals happen, we've got to step into our most, let's say, most positive self, most productive self. And we have to broaden our horizons, broaden our thinking, and really start to behave as though the goal has already been completed. In other words, if you set a goal to earn $100,000 in 1 year, the question is, do you act like a $100,000 a year person? Or $100,000 a year plus person? How do you behave? Do you have those characteristics? Do you have the discipline that people who earn that kind of money have? We forget sometimes that in order to have money, or in order to reach a sales goal, in order to achieve a business goal, in order to really just take our lives to that level, in anything that we're doing, that you have to behave, already start behaving like that person, or the characteristics of that person. Once you can start behaving in that manner, it is a done deal. Of course, there's always a caveat. There's always a catch-22. So the caveat is that beware. You will have to grow. You will have to not necessarily become someone else. We often hear about changing. It's not about changing. It's more about evolving into who it is you are intended to be, that you were destined to be from the beginning. So it's about an evolutionary process that will take you to that next level. Whatever it is you want to have in your life, it is already in you. So in order for it to come out, you have to become that person. You have to evolve into that person. You have to blossom, if you will, into that person. That's how it works. So how do you step outside of your comfort zone? I am going to give you 5 strategies that will help you step out of your comfort zone. And I'm going to go through them really fast because I promise to keep the show a lot shorter. Sometimes I get long-winded. It's just what I do. Why? I don't know. I like it, I guess. Anyway, let's talk about how to step out of your comfort zone. The first strategy or thought that I have for you is remember what you want. Remember, and the word want, I don't really like that word, but I went ahead and I used it. I put it there because most people can relate to the word. But really, it's remember what you desire. So remember the thing that you wrote down. Remember the goal that you said, hey, this is what I want to happen. This is what I want to bring into my life. This is what I desire more than anything. And besides, desire is far more delicious to say, isn't it? So remember what you want. That's the first step. The second one is remember why you want it. What is your why? Why are you doing this? Why do you have to have it? It doesn't matter what it is that you want. And it's not about justifying it to someone else. It's about justifying it to yourself and accepting it on a level or putting it on a level that it is acceptable to you. Because once your mind buy into the idea that, hey, this is what I want, this is what I'm supposed to have, this is what I'm going to get, and this is, I'm going for it. So once you do that, then you will be more inspired to make it happen. So remember why you want it. The third strategy is accept the idea that you are supposed to have it. That's a big deal. I just finished talking about acceptance. That's why you want to remember why you want it. What is the big deal about having this thing that you say you want? What is the big deal about bringing this thing into your life? And once you are really clear about the why, now you have to accept it. If you find it hard to accept a goal that you set or achieving that goal, then you're not clear about your why, or your why is so weak until it's not convincing you that you deserve to have it. So you want to strengthen your why, come with a very strong why, and then practice accepting it. Well, how do you accept things? Sometimes you say, well, I really do want this to happen, and I know exactly why, but it's still not happening. Well, now you're at the acceptance stage. Well, acceptance is all about you letting go. It's all about you just saying, hey, this is what I want, and this is what I desire, this is what I want to bring into my life, and this is why I want it, or this is why I desire it, and now I'm going to accept that this is a done deal. I'm not going to stress over it. I'm not going to worry about if it's going to happen. I am just going to accept that I want it. I'm not going to justify. See, determining your why is not about justifying. You don't have to justify. A why is about passion. It's about inspiration. So it's not about justification. And so you want to remember, or in order for you to accept something, don't put yourself in a position where you are justifying it. Justification, with that often comes guilt, because we start to convince ourselves that we don't deserve to have it. The minute you start to justify things, I think we start to talk ourselves out of having something when we start to justify things. So don't justify, just accept it. Go with it. If it's something that you want, you don't owe anybody an explanation as to why you want it. Just accept the idea that you're supposed to have it. As usual, there's always a beware. And here's a beware to that. Now, when I say just accept that you're supposed to have it, you can't be covetous. You can't want something that doesn't belong to you. In other words, you can't want someone else's wife or someone else's husband. Well, you can, but, and you might even get them. I don't know, but I don't think you're going to be happy. I'm just saying. So, because that's something that, well, you're not supposed to have, because it's of a covetous nature. And what you're doing is you are limiting your thinking. You're saying, this is the only person for me. This is the only person that I can be happy with. And that's just not true. And so you've limited your scope of success. You've limited your scope of love. You've limited just limitations are in your life all the way around. So accept the idea that you are supposed to have what it is you want, as long as it's not hurting someone else. Here's the fourth strategy. Do not overthink it. Don't overthink what it is you want. I've had people, talk to people who wanted something, and then they start to justify it. And then they start to think, well, maybe I should do this instead of that. Well, what about this? And then they go on and on until guess what they do? They actually poke holes in their confidence and talk themselves out of getting what it is they truly want. So you really don't want to overthink anything. When it comes to getting outside your comfort zone, if you're going to step outside of your comfort zone, overthinking what it is you want, overthinking what it is you have to do to get it, that will often cause you to kind of cower down and stay right where you are, and you're not going to achieve anything. When you step out of your comfort zone, or when you can get the courage, in order to get the courage to step outside your comfort zone, then you have to not overthink things and justify them to the point where you go full circle to where you talk yourself out of having what it is you deserve to have. So don't overthink it. Just make the decision, decide, and say, you know what? Accept the idea that you're supposed to have it. Because when we start to justify things, or we overthink things, or we over-rationalize, then What we're doing is we're giving ourselves reasons to stay right where we are, to stay like we are, to stay in our comfort zone. Suppose I go out there and it doesn't happen. Suppose this happens. Suppose that happens. Don't overthink it. And of course, the final strategy that I have for you, it's one I usually always end on, is tell yourself to move now. And you can use that phrase. I said it like that purposely. Tell yourself to move now. In other words, just give yourself a command. If you missed our show on directives, you can go to blog.designyourlifetoday.com. And you can click in the search box there and just type directives in. And you can listen to our podcast on directives. And it'll also be there in our notes for today so that you can find it a lot easier. Because it is important that you understand how directives work. These are direct commands that you give your brain and it takes action. Move now. Exercise now. Exercise today. Exercise, or make money now, finish the project now, focus now. These are very clear-cut commands that you're giving your mind, and chances of you carrying them out are far, far greater than if you continue to affirm like 5 or 6 affirmations. And affirmations, they have their places, and we're going to talk about that another time. However, you want to just give yourself a very direct, short command. Move now. Because if you overthink things and you think about stepping outside your comfort zone, you're not going to do it. You are not going to step outside your comfort zone. You're going to stay right where you are, and you're going to come up with all the reasons why it won't work. And usually those reasons are negative, and they are not rational. They're irrational. So if you want to step outside of your comfort zone, remember what you want. Remind yourself of that. In other words, remember what you desire. I use the word want because most people can relate to that word a lot easier. So remember what you want. Remember why you want it. Remember why you desire it. Accept the idea that you're supposed to have it as long as you're not hurting someone else and taking something that doesn't belong to you. And the fourth strategy was do not overthink it. And the fifth strategy was tell yourself to move now. If you do these 5 things, and they're very easy to do, and you can do them even faster than it took me to do this podcast today, and you can actually pull the trigger, take action today. Now, I want to leave you with a fun power action. Yeah, you didn't think I was going to let you get away, did you? No, wouldn't be right. Hey, I think we're in summertime now, right? Yeah, so hey, happy summertime day or summertime period. There it is. Anyway, you guys, the fun power action for this show is write down 2 things that make you unbelievably uncomfortable doing that you know will help you achieve the goals that you set. For example, if you have a sales goal and you are really shy about connecting with people, networking, talking to people that you don't know, but you know that you have to do this in order to reach that goal, then write it down as one of the things you need to do to step out of your comfort zone. So come up with 2 things. And when you come up with those 2 things, then I want you to set a date within 2 weeks. Okay, so let's make it a week because we don't want to overthink it. So within a week, I want you to come up with a date that you're going to actually go and take action and step out outside your comfort zone. Anytime you guys like, you can post your results on our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. And we always love to hear from you. We like your emails. I like your comments. And remember, if you're listening to our show on iTunes, take the time to rate our show. And you can give us a 5-star rating, or you rate our show honestly, of course. It's our goal to bring you information of value. Our goal, of course, is to help you reach your goals by bringing you the information that will help you move forward and start achieving your goals. With that being said, that's all I have for you guys. And I want you to enjoy this Thriving Thursday and do life with power. Remember, do your fun power action exercises. Have a great day, guys.